Greetings, my name is Emmett Coyne. Currently I'm 86 years old. I was asked to share how an asylum seeker from Gaza ended up living under my roof. When I hit 80, I began to think about how long I would be able to live in my house as I was living alone. I thought it'd be good to share the space with someone who needed a place also. It would be a backup for me and possibly could work for me living longer here. Also, it's a question of stewardship. The house is over 2,000 square feet, too much for one person, and the cost and expense of maintaining it for one. I guess because I grew up in Chicago and shared a base room bedroom with two brothers, that I'm sensitive to stewardship of space. Many people lack it, and it is expensive today. I contacted people I knew, but no bites. I even tried Craigslist. Anyhow, I kind of put it on the shelf. And then I saw an ad to support an asylum seeker. I did not immediately connect it to my need because the organization said that I would have to agree to a minimum of 6 months for an asylum seeker to live with me. I thought they would be on their way after that. Anyhow, even if it was 6 months, I would agree to an asylum seeker. After a while, I got a call, and if I would be willing to receive a man from Gaza to live under my roof. And the good thing was that he spoke English. I was naive not to consider that seriously in seeking someone from another land living here. But fortunately, he knew English. And after 2 or 3 days and only short phone calls, Anas Radwan, age 39, came in April of 2021 to live under my roof. While Anas has been in my life for about 4.5 years, he actually lived under my roof under 3 years before his wife and children were able to join him and we were able to find separate housing. Anas is an indomitable spirit, truly sui generis, one of a kind. He has 2 degrees in computers, a polymath, an autodidact, an entrepreneur, extremely talented in construction. In Gaza, he built his own house, 3 or 4 stories, but has been bombed in the war. Expert in computers, cars, construction, even cooking. Every senior should have an Anas, for he has certainly relieved me of a lot of stress when things go wrong and has actually saved me a ton of money for all the services he has provided for me. I could spend the entire time speaking and praising Anas, but I will move on to share the impact of him and his family in my life. Anas's wife is named Dina, and their marriage was arranged by their parents. All had degrees in medicine, dentistry, and engineering. Something to be said about an arranged marriage, at least in their case, as they really are a team. Dina had the hard job of caring for the children, especially during the bombing, but also Anas was away from Gaza for long periods of time when he sought to find a place to live that was safer than Gaza, going from China to Brazil in pursuit of such a place. The four children are ages 16 to 10. Malik, the oldest, did have English in Gaza, and in her first year in sophomore high school, she scored highest as a sophomore student among all in the county high schools. Malik, the son, is a freshman, an incredibly mature young man, and has the makings of being a fine gentleman. I am in awe of him when I consider myself in first year high school, and then him, as mature as he is for a freshman. The two youngest children, Mohammed and Mariam, didn't have English in Gaza, but already they had excelled in school. Palestinians have always put a great emphasis on education, and certainly Anas's and Dina's family are full of people who have got advanced degrees. The big challenge for me was how would I bond with four children when they met an old man like me? I sensed their caution and even suspicion about living with me. How did I bond with them? Well, I began early on to play games with them. Every time we get together, I would have new games. And this would happen at least once a month, if not twice. I came to look forward to the games and really got into them most enthusiastically. They enjoyed play, and great to hear the house ring with their laughter and their joy as they process their healing from the tragedy of their experience in Gaza. I have been very fortunate to have a family in my life at the end of my life, and a beautiful family that is easy to love. The most difficult experience for me has been part of their suffering. Had I not invited Anas into my house, Gaza would have been different, or distant, rather, from me. I would have followed it, but at a distance. Now, with this family from Gaza under my roof, and their family members and relatives and neighbors and classmates and colleagues are being killed daily, it was an extremely difficult time for me. I began to question myself about inviting Anas. I didn't realize then that I would be inviting the war under my roof. And at times it was overwhelming to deal with, because there were no words that would suffice for what they were enduring. And yet, I was there for them, and that they did have an oasis from the suffering they endured. So it's been bittersweet. I cannot deny that. But I think the bonding that we've all experienced might be part of their healing and mine. So inviting a stranger into one's home oftentimes is uncharted territory. But at 86, I am ultimately glad I did it, though not dismissing the pain, but embracing it. Because now I have a family in my life that I didn't have, close to me and truly loving me.